The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, of course. City to Surf Solar are Geelong's solar power and energy efficiency specialists, Essendon Street in Grovedale. It was a nephew that passed in the Ryan family, hence why Liam Ryan and teammates were wearing black armbands, and there was some emotion shown by Liam Ryan during today's match. He did finish with one goal, one, but we all marvel at the performance of Josh Kennedy with seven goals. He's got a pretty handy record against Collingwood, averaged just under two goals a game, but that was a masterclass this afternoon. Seven straight as the Eagles kicked 18 goals, three, and he goes to 18 goals for the season. And as a result of those 18 goals, he is now sitting second on the Coleman medal tally. So great performance this afternoon from Josh Kennedy. It's a hard matchup, and when he's kicking goals and kicking accurately, Brownie, it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, well, it makes it a hard matchup, Kingy, when the mids and the forwards don't put enough pressure on that ball coming in. So it doesn't matter who you are, Darcy Moore, Roughhead, Scharenberg or Superman, some of those balls coming inside forward 50, they're too hard to defend because there's actually no heat on the kicker further up the ground. So that's a big win for West Coast. McGovern pulling out before the game, obviously their best key defender, sets them up in the defensive half. But the way they move the ball from the middle of the ground, Nat Nui was sensational today against Brody Grundy. The mids were great. Tim Kelly probably had his best game for the Eagles, and they've set up a fantastic victory, which sets up a great game for next week against the Cats.
Paddy Cripps charged with wrestling against North Melbourne, $750. Jed Anderson wrestling, $500. Sean Burgoyne rough conduct, $1,500. Zach Butters rough conduct, $1,000. They are the match review officers' findings for games played on Saturday. This is just going to continue to roll out. Everything's rolling with the AFL, and here's the Eagles with their song. It's not a song that just garners any real inspiration or anything like that, is it, Brownie?
I actually like it, Kingy. Yeah.
But you like it because you played for Freo and you had to sing Freo Heave Ho.
I don't mind that either.
Really?
There's not many songs I don't like. I play them in the car on the way up just to get me up and about, Kingy, just ready to go. Just in case the audio breaks down, Bryzer or Dave, they stuff up one night and we're waiting for the song and I'll just say, "Kingy, give it here," and I'll just take
over. The microphone. Yep. The voice style.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be
and
fantastic.
There'll be a couple of turnings of chairs, that's for sure.
Gold.
I'm concerned.
As a young fella, you would have listened to all the theme songs all the time growing up, wouldn't you?
Well,
you know the words, or every word to that West Coast song.
So, following the Swans growing up wasn't a very successful.
Yeah, so you learn
period.
The other songs, you're listening to them all the time.
That, and also, I had the Swans tape song on tape that if we got rolled, just to console myself, just away we go. Cheer, cheer, the red and the white. Because I was inconsolable as a kid when the Swans got beaten. Now I could not give two hoots. If they get rolled.
The Swans?
No. Things change. Priorities change in life. Freo and Geelong is our match for broadcast tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. Benny, you won't be with us, but Brendan McCartney joining us for the first time in 2020. And also joining us will be Mark Neal to bring you all the action. Brandon, let's have a look at the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup from this afternoon. And just take us through ForgeLongInsuranceBrokers.com.au, how you saw that matchup between Grundy and Nat Nui. Actually, maybe before you do, just the numbers between the two respective ruckmen, please, Benny.
Yeah, well, Nat Nui, for the West Coast Eagles, just had eight possessions. He actually didn't take a mark. He kicked a goal early in the game, and he had one tackle. In terms of clearances, it went 32-24 in favour of the West Coast Eagles. Just he doesn't often get a lot of the ball net. Now, he just seems to have an influence on the game. And Grundy, unfortunately, didn't have one of his better games. You're not going to play well each and every week, and even the Stars have down days. And unfortunately for the Magpies, it was a down day for Grundy. He really didn't get much going in the ruck at all. He couldn't find the ball around the ground. I think he only had one effective disposal in the first half, and he took two marks. In the end, they started playing him a little bit up forward and giving Cameron a run in the ruck, which is, you know, certainly not going to happen when the whips are cracking. So it wasn't a great night for Grundy, but no doubt he'll be back. He'll probably play an absolute belter next week.
All right, that's our Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup, what we might do. So we'll get another breakaway, come back. We'll go through all our sponsors' commitments. We have our Hamlin Hanger, our Steamatic Standout, our Stats Thanks to Kerr's Hire, our Goal of the Day for APCO Service Stations, and Geelong Marine World, hopefully speaking with Jackson Nelson. Cruising, fishing, or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. And, of course, the Eagles getting it done comfortably this afternoon by 66 points, 18-3-111 to Collingwood, 6-9-45.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.